Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this story comes to us from the Villages. That is the Villages News, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime you want to... The there it is. Wait, got to clap. Got to do the clap.
That's Steve, not me.
There you go. So a man fled his home and hid in a nearby bush after a woman armed with a machete threat... By the way, would you be shocked if I said this is not the only machete story I have? After a woman armed with a machete threatened to cut off his genitals, a Marion County Sheriff's Office deputy responded at about 2 a.m., you know, because nothing good happens at that time, to the couple's home in Summerfield. The man was carrying his infant daughter. He was out of breath and soaked in sweat. He said he was sleeping at home when 44-year-old Dawn Marie Hildebrandt went through his phone. She smashed the phone and began screaming at him before she grabbed a machete that they just apparently conveniently had nearby in their bedroom and threatened to cut off his man bits, said the report. The deputy found the machete in the living room of the home. Hildebrandt fled prior to the arrival of the deputy, but a second deputy spotted her. She claimed that her man friend struck her and that she was on her way to the sheriff's office substation to report the incident. She said she was not in possession of a machete. But it was weird that she was, you know, on her way to the substation, but she was like walking in the shrubbery and the bushes and everything else. Her mugshot's wild. So she was arrested, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, booked at Marion County Jail and $25,000 bond. So don't be doing that. Don't do it. Now, there's also another machete story, literally days apart. North Fort Myers, Florida. What is with this? It's the weapon of choice. A woman chases a man with a machete at a Florida gas station. This was on Sunday. WBBH reported that Michelle Monte Zuniga, 48, was yelling at a man at the racetrack, okay, in North Fort Myers, that he wasn't allowed to be there. Now, the man had previous run-ins with a woman, and so he got on his bicycle and left the area, according to the report. Now, would you be shocked if I told you that Monte Zuniga then got in her car and followed him to the sidewalk with her car, him on his bicycle, got out of her car with a machete and swung it at him? I am disappointed in whoever did not get video of this. She was charged with aggravated assault, according to media outlets. So he tries to run away from her on his bicycle. And that, yeah, doesn't really... Okay. Let's see this. Oh, man. I gotta hold up. I got a couple of them. I was going to read that one, and I just realized how inappropriate that one was. No. Second. Oh, here's a Florida-related story. The Biden administration is going to consider a $20,000 fine in prison for boaters who exceed 11.5 miles per hour in the Florida Gulf. Wait, what? They say the speed limits exceeds the authority of the federal agency. That is what several legal and industry groups. They say that actually you can't do that. This is like in the entire Gulf. They want to have a 10-knot speed limit for boats in the Florida waters of Gulf of Mexico. And they want to make it a felony if you exceed it, a charge punishable by a $20,000 fine and up to 1 year in prison. What? They said, well, it's going to protect the endangered Rice's whale. The Rice's whale. That's what it will. It'll protect. I mean, do you really speed past a whale?
I don't know.
I think most people would stop and be like, whale. But at the same time, that's like a pretty, to go out that deep, you have to be in a lot bigger of a boat. Right. I don't know. I just think that that's a little ridiculous. Right. I mean, I only know. I have done some boating in my life, and I have commandeered some boats in some foreign and domestic waters. But I'm just saying that sounds like it's a little bit of a three Florida men were charged with trafficking meth after cops found them asleep in a storage unit.
Don't do meth.
James Richard Greer, 56, his son, Hunter. James Greer, 29, and Matthew Stephen Bostrom, 33, all at Key West, were charged with trafficking meth, possession of meth with intent to sell said meth, according to deputies. They also, apparently one of them also provided a false name originally to law enforcement. It was Storage Rentals of America. People sleeping in a rental locker. They were all inside. They all had the meth, the scale, the baggies, the pipes, all of it. It was all strewn about the little storage space. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. So I wrote about this last night, and I read the Instagram post. So you know, we mentioned it up briefly yesterday. So you know UFC 287? You had Mel Gibson, Joe Rogan, and Guy Fieri saying hello to Donald Trump at UFC 287. And then Jack White, can I read you his full post? It is so snotty. This is what he posted on Instagram. Jack White of the White Stripes. He wrote, quote, "Anybody who normalizes or traits this disgusting fascist racist con man, disgusting piece of burp Trump with any level of respect is also disgusting in my book. That's you, Joe Rogan, you, Mel Gibson, you, Mark Wahlberg, you, Guy Fieri. This is a statement from me, not a discussion or a debate. Jack White the Third." So he took to his own little personal burn book, his own little Instagram account, and he bravely wrote this. He's so brave. Mucho brave. I love his self-important, "This is a statement from me. My opinion is too precious to subject it to the test of a debate. I love that. Oh my gosh, there's this. Not enough of you, by the way. I've been watching Letterkenny or Shorzy, because there's this one phrase that I really want to repeat right now that I would totally get fined for. So if he wants to identify as this like ideological bigot who reduces people to their political affiliations, I mean, that's his choice. But he can't make the choice for other people as to whether or not we want to debate it. I mean, how insane is it that we live in a world where you, like, other people think they can call you on the carpet because you said hi to somebody? Like, in this case, it's the former president of the United States, and make polite conversation because you're a human who was taught manners and you weren't raised in a damn barn, right? To make polite conversation at a public event. So I think so far everybody's ignored him. Jack White, my opinion is precious. Icky thump. But really what they should say is, yeah, and it's the former president of the United States, and I, being not a douchebag, said hello. Take a Midol. He does need to take a Midol, for real. He really should. Just the audacity. These people who are like, "I saw you acting like you weren't raised in a barn. You said hello to this person. Oh my gosh, you said hello to him? I'm going to go to Instagram. I, Jack White, am so precious." I thought rock stars were like anti-establishment and badasses. He is a giant female copulatory organ. When did that stop ruining rock and roll by being a giant female copulatory organ, Jack White? Stop it. Papa Midol. Maybe go get you some Chardonnay. Sounds like you're one of those bitches that need it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So now it's being reported by Sky News that President Biden is not attending tonight's dinner with NATO leaders. Asked why he's skipping it, a U.S. official said that the president has had 4 full days of official business and is preparing for a big speech tomorrow in addition to another day of the summit. Okay, he literally, though, was at the beach. Literally. And I saw these photos while we were all, you know, over the weekend. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I went and looked it up, New York Post. He was having fun in the sun with First Lady Jill near their Delaware home. And he was at the beach, legit in the sand, reading a book at the beach. And Kane insists that it's a body double and that it doesn't have the same markings on the arm as Joe Biden does. Oh, my gosh. So I'm just saying, I just think it's weird. And that's not four. How does he have four full days there already? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So I've got, I don't know. I got some questions. So that's the first thing. Also, Sarah Silverman, this is an interest. I'm not a fan of hers, but I do think that this case is interesting. She's suing OpenAI and Meta for copyright infringement. So the lawsuits are alleging that the companies trained their AI models on books without permission. One of the things to understand about a lot of the AI stuff, whether it is generated text or whether it's generated images, is that these, the AI, the software, the algorithms, everything actually uses what is existing as a way to make up its artificial consciousness, if that makes sense. And so it's being argued that were it not for these existing works, then the OpenAI wouldn't be able to actually come up with its own, its consciousness, and it would be different. Its artificial consciousness would be different. And so they're saying that that is an infringement on existing work, which actually kind of makes sense when you think about it. Consider the one, you remember the little girl that Occupy and the BLM and Antifa and all that stuff, that statue that they were going to put across the street from the bull up in the financial sector of Manhattan, and she was like making a face at the bull, and the artist who designed the bull had actually filed suit and said copyright infringement because without his work, her work changes, and they found it in his favor. So I just find that, you know, there's some of this stuff that actually does make sense. This is going to be a very interesting work for lawyers, though. Let's see, a mom's unique baby name, Quitifer. Sparks a online debate. Quitofer. It's awful. She asked on Reddit, I'm thinking of calling my daughter Quitifer after my grandparents, Quinn, Florence, and Christopher. I've gotten, yeah, because it's a stupid name. It's equivalent of child abuse. Quitifer? You're stupidifer. Stop it. So dumbifer. Gosh, just, it's like putting gate after everything. Baby gate, all this. And USPS. Apparently, they have 452 packages of unidentified created remains. Let Brown do the work for you. I was watching this. I was telling Kane about this. To the top story of Daily Mail. I have a love-hate relationship with that horrible fecal storm of a entity. It's like one of the biggest papers in the world. And it's the only publication where you can look like you're reading about current events, and then they have all the garbage on the side, you know, all the celebrity gossip on the side. So you get to look like you're really, look, I know I'm reading this thing about what's happening here with trade in South Pacific. Oh, it's crazy. And really, we're looking at the garbage. Like, who slapped Britney? But the top story on Daily Mail, I woke up, looked at the top story on Daily Mail, and it has to do with some lady at a very expensive condominium thing. I'm going to make some people mad. I can't trust you if you pay $1 million for a condo. I can't. I'm sorry. If you don't need to live in Manhattan and work in Manhattan and you're paying $1 million, I just can't. I don't get it. Like, why? Don't have your house be touching other people for $1 million. Anyway, so these like really bougie condos, right? And it's this, you know, complex and it has its own pool. So this lady was there. I didn't even want to play the video because it's so, but it's just to further my example of how people are obsessed with this stuff. Top story, Daily Mail. And this video of this woman losing her mind because a family was having a birthday party at the pool has gone viral. But was that all it was, Dana? Well, I mean, in a normal person's world, it would be. But because we have to share this planet with progressives, all of this other stuff has to get thrown in. Well, she's white and the family that she's mad at is Hispanic. So apparently it's all racist. Well, she said Mexican party at one point. Well, I mean, I've got a lot of Hispanic friends and I have Italian friends and I've got Irish friends and I am part Irish. I got a lot of different, some parts. I'm sorry. Some people have better parties than others. Sorry. Can I just say it? It's true. It's completely true. Some of y'all have boring parties and some people's cultures just, you have better parties. Sorry. You just do. So, but the progressives are like, oh, there's got to be an element of that in there. Now I watched the video because I hate myself. So I watched the video. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, is it going to come up and be a story? All she said was they were having like a Mexican party or something like that. And then she was fighting with the family. The family was fighting with her. I suspect everyone except the kids involved were drunk. And it's like a viral video and now everybody's talking about it. And then it prompted her. They found out that she's, I don't actually know what her job is. It sounds something bougie and dumb, if I'm being honest. It's she was an art consultant. Oh, a spatial something and feng shui expert. I don't know. Apparently, it's all about like if you, however you have your furniture in your house makes you happy. I don't know. Anyway, so then this is why I think they were all drunk. The family and her started arguing over Hermes, like the fashion label. I don't even know how that's like part of the video. And we can't even play it because there's an F-bomb literally every other millisecond. And they were arguing over, you don't even know what brand of sandals these were. So that's why I don't think the family is entirely innocent either, because they were helping to drive it. But because we live in a garbage society, well, immediately she's a white Karen. So she's immediately, there you go, convicted and penalized. The family was arguing with it. It sounds like everybody was just, they were a bunch of drunk blockheads. That's what it sounds like. And everybody's been sharing this and they're all, oh, you got to give your hot take because are you really participating in the conversation if you are not giving a hot take? Do you exist if you don't have a hot take to offer? It's the question of the times, is it not? This is the top story. There's cocaine in the White House, but that's the top story.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.